HUD provides the state's public housing authorities with money every year through the Capital Fund Program. This goes towards home repairs and improvements for public housing. Wisconsin is receiving almost $17 million this year. That's divided among the housing authorities based on how many housing units each city or town has. With the most public housing residents, Milwaukee is getting the most money, more than $6 million. Paul Williams is spokesman for Housing Authority of the City of Milwaukee. He says that's $1.5 million less than last year.
Any cut in the funds forces us to look for other sources of funds, or else we need to defer the maintenance. But, we understand that budgets are tight.
La Crosse has the third most public housing units in the state. It's getting about $760,000 from HUD this year, which is about $150,000 less than last year. Jane Alberts, La Crosse Housing Authority Executive Director, says they'll have to put some improvements on hold, but says the delays will not be a major setback.
We've done a lot of improvements through the years. We have all of our buildings, the mechanical parts of the buildings, all up to date, all of the infrastructure items. So I feel pretty confident our buildings are in very good condition.
Albert says they can still replace some windows and roofs and paint the exterior of one family development. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.